The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hello, is this mic working? This is so fucking weird. I am so fucking weird for doing this. Okay, hold on. I'm literally deep throating this mic. It is so close to my face. Okay, is that better? I don't know. Okay, hi everyone. Welcome to the first episode of Trying Not to Care. My name is Ashley. You may know me from TikTok, at Little Baby Aries. You may know me from Instagram, or you may know me because your friends talk shit about me, and I wish I was kidding. It's fine, I'm fine, everything is fine. However you know me, I've been doing social media seriously for about a year and a half now. I'm really into TikTok. I literally spam post on there every single day. It's so annoying of me. But over the past couple months, I've had a few people reach out to me, and by people, I mean like two people ask if I'd ever make a podcast, and it was just enough to go straight to my head and fuel my fat fucking ego. And I was like, wait a damn minute. I have great ideas. Why haven't I made a podcast? So naturally, I quit my job, my well-paying full-time job, and, here I am. Some may say not my brightest idea, but others, you know, might say I'm girl bossing and leveling up for 2022. And now I have all the time in the world to have a podcast. Like, literally, all the time in the world. That's all I do. I sit in my room on my laptop with my pink little headset and mic, and that's it. All for you guys. All for you. I'm doing this all for you. It has nothing to do with me spiraling or, like, losing my mind or having a crisis at 25. It has nothing to do with any of that. But I want to keep this episode short and sweet because it's like the first. I don't even know if this is recording properly. I don't know if I'm screaming into the mic, if I'm breathing like a fucking weirdo, if you can hear the spit in my mouth. Like, I don't know. So if the audio is shitty, I'm sorry. I will work on it and try to make it better for the next couple episodes, but I can't promise you anything. You know, some of the shittiest things in life are the best things in life, like Disney World. I went once and it wasn't that great, but it is supposed to be like the best, happiest place in the world. But it kind of was shitty. Anyways, I just want to give you an idea of what trying not to care is about. And we'll talk a little bit about social media today. So essentially what this podcast is me talking about all the things we think about and care about that we probably shouldn't care about at all because they're stupid and not worth our time or energy. Like the stupid shit you think about before you go to bed and you spiral and then you can't sleep. So I listen to a lot of self-improvement podcasts and they've really helped me. So consider it kind of like that, a self-help, self-improvement podcast, but just like kind of raunchy and chaotic, like me. I don't really like anything that sounds or feels like we're in therapy or you're talking to a life coach. I just want this podcast to feel like two besties hanging out, gossiping, crying, throwing up together, just really real shit. With that being said, I want to talk about social media today because as stupid as it sounds, it is so prevalent in all of our lives. Whether you want to admit it or not, whether you want to pretend your Instagram is so casual, it's a casual Instagram and you're not like other girlies, we all use it. And I think there's a lot of different things about social media we could talk about in this podcast, but today I want to talk about wanting to post seriously on social media, whether that's trying to become an influencer or you want to share your music, your art, whatever it is that you like to do online, and then resisting that in fear of what others will think of you. I have a lot of followers on TikTok that I know that want to pursue being an influencer or just like want to start posting more on TikTok, but are afraid of being made fun of. And I feel like this is like a light and easy topic for the first episode. Like I don't want to go into anything too dark, and scare you away. So I feel like this is a good starter topic. So let's dive in. So I have always wanted to do social media. I wasn't like my friends who had a conventional dream job. I never wanted to be a teacher or a doctor. I never planned to go to college. And even when I did go to college, I chose to study psychology because I was like, well, I am mentally ill, so I should probably figure out what the fuck is wrong with me. But I didn't have a plan to do anything with that degree because, again, never even thought of having a job or a career ever. All I ever wanted to do was social media. All I did in middle school was watch YouTube. I wanted to be a YouTuber so bad. I would make YouTube videos with my friends, and I had so much fun, like way too much fucking fun. I loved filming them. I loved editing them. I loved watching the final product and seeing how they turned out. And then I got into high school, and I stopped making those videos because it wasn't cool, per se. And then Vine came out my sophomore year of high school, and it felt like a new start, like I could maybe do that. But then one day, I posted a video of me twerking as a joke, not serious or anything. And then this guy, which I ended up hooking up with a lot in high school, actually. I think I just liked men who were really mean and would degrade me. I don't know. He posted a tweet making fun of the video and making fun of me. And so many people from our high school liked it and retweeted it. And it was just mortifying. And I never did that again. So I stuck to Instagram, and even that I was made fun of heavily, with good reason, because I would Facetune the shit out of my photos. It was scary. It was not good. I do not blame them at all. So I kind of just gave up on posting seriously on social media. I date this guy my freshman year of college, and I am like thinking about doing YouTube again. And I ask him what he thinks of me doing it, and he straight up says not to, and I won't get anywhere with it, and it's not worth doing, and it's embarrassing. So I don't until he cheats on me and he dumps me. It's a good time. And then I meet my current boyfriend my junior year of college, and I voice wanting to do social media again to him. And to my surprise, he encourages it. So I post a few YouTube videos. They're terrible. So I give up again because I'm embarrassed. And then big bad COVID hits in 2020 and blesses me with where I am now. I got stuck living with my dad, which I loved. I love my dad. And everything shut down. And I felt like this was one last chance to get it right. Like, when am I going to ever get an opportunity again where I have nowhere to be, no one to see? Everything is shut down. So I start posting on TikTok, and I posted literally every day consistently for months. And I think that was the one thing I had struggled with in the past, consistency. Like, every time I would get in my head and think about what others thought of me, whenever I would hear that someone was making fun of me, I would just shut down completely. But what was different this time was realizing it had been 10 years since I initially decided I wanted to do social media when I was in middle school, and I had the same desire as I did then. And it hurt to look back on it because there was so much lost time and lost opportunity, all because I cared so much about what people thought of me. People now I don't even see or think about. Like, I have no idea what they're doing with their lives. Like, fuck. What if I started 10 years ago and was consistent? I could be like those big influencers. I could be the first Charli D'Amelio on my private jet on the way to Honolulu. But I'm not, because I let others decide who I was and what I should do. And that was so lame of me. One thing that I had to learn, and I think everyone should learn this, is some people are just fucking bitter. People will make fun of you and call you cringy, but it has everything to do with them and nothing to do with you or what you're doing. Most things people make fun of you for is because of their own insecurities. And I actually posted about this on TikTok. People who call you cringy are cringing because there's something that they see in you that they can't have or can't do because of their own insecurities and their own self-limiting beliefs. So instead of dealing with that face on, they would rather project that onto you. And I'm sure there's people listening to this podcast right now and are going to send it to their friends and make fun of me. It's cringy to them because it's so unconventional and they don't see themselves doing this or having the confidence to do something like this. And don't get me wrong, not everyone has the desire to make a podcast or post seriously on social media, and that's okay. But just because you wouldn't do something doesn't mean you should make fun of someone or judge someone for wanting to pursue it. Some people are just haters. There's going to be people who don't like you no matter what. You could be the most generous, the most kind-hearted person. You could donate all your money to the best causes and charities, and there's still going to be people that are like, she's a bitch. She sucks. And for me, I was like, why do I care? I'm living a life that I don't love. I'm not being true to who I am. I'm fucking miserable. Why am I letting people who I don't even like tell me how to live? I literally don't even like them. I don't suck. They fucking suck. So if you're listening to this and you resonate with this at all, you want to start posting seriously, you want to start a business, you want to make music, you want to start a podcast, whatever you want to do, but you're feeling resistance because you're scared of what others think, just do it. If it's something you genuinely want to do, something that you crave and you can't stop thinking about it, you're probably going to still feel that way in like 5 to 10 years, just like I did. So instead of waiting 10 more years to do whatever it is that you want to do, pull the trigger and do it now, because if you don't, you'll look back and regret it. I wish I could go back 10 years ago and give myself a fucking hug and tell myself this. I would have been so much happier and my life would have looked so much different. Not to get dark, but at the end of the day, all you have is you. You go to sleep and you wake up with you. Yeah, you might wake up next to someone. Yeah, you might have a good group of people around you. But when you die, all there is you. And that's all that's guaranteed. You. You've always been who you are. Put yourself first and make yourself fucking proud and do the damn thing. Do what you're made to do. There's so many people out there, and they all have different interests, okay? Not everyone is going to want to do the same thing that you do. So you having that craving to want to do this thing should tell you just enough that's what you're meant to do. If you were like everyone else and you had all the same interests and desires, everyone would be going and getting a college degree and working a 9-to-5. And there's nothing wrong with that. And neither is better or worse than the other. It's just one thing is meant for someone else, and this thing is meant for you. Stop pretending and live your best life and serve your purpose, not theirs. Fuck, that was a lot. I feel like I still have so much to say, but if I keep going, I will ramble, and I don't want to do that to you. Also, I don't want it to come off like I have all the answers and like I'm Gandhi, Not that anyone here is comparing me to him, let's be real, but I'm just a girl who thinks a fuck ton and spirals a fuck ton, and I'm always in my feelings. So I think this podcast is a good way for me to unload my thoughts while also helping others that feel too hard and care way too much. Wow. I hope you liked episode 1 of Try Not to Care. If there's ever a topic you want me to talk about, please DM me on either Instagram. There's my main at Ashley Corbo, and then there's my podcast Instagram, which is Trying Not the Number 2 Care Podcast. So DM me on those, and I'll definitely touch on whatever it is that you want me to. And also, if you do DM me, it will boost my ego even more. I'll be like, see? Wow. See? Someone does listen. Someone does care. I had so much fun recording this. I love to talk, so I feel like podcasts were meant for me, baby. Thank you so much for listening and staying this long. Thank you for supporting me. I love you, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.